Chapter 1. The Old Sagacity Told Something. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 7, verse 17. About Christian. In my dream, Bunyan told, I saw an old man coming. He walked to the place where I lay asleep. Come, he said. You are going the same direction as I am. Shall we travel together? Sure, I said. I stood up and walked with him. Very soon we started a conversation about this and about that. That is what often happens when you walk along with someone. Suddenly, the conversation was about Christian and his travels. Sir, I said, which city lies there at the left-hand side of the way? That is the city of destruction, Mr. Sagacity, or Wisdom, said, for that was the man's name. The city of destruction is a place where many people live, he continued. But I cannot tell you any good about those people. They are idle and wicked. I nodded. Oh, I already thought that it was the city of destruction. I also went through that city once. It is true what you are saying. It certainly is, Mr. Sagacity answered. I wish I could say better things about those people. Now I looked at the old man. I notice that you are serious about what you are saying. Perhaps you would like to talk with me about good things. May I ask you something? Of course, Mr. Sagacity answered. Have you ever heard about Christian, the man who went on a journey to a higher country? Mr. Sagacity nodded. I certainly did. Oh, really? Do you know what happened to him? Yes. They said that he was often teased. I also heard about all his troubles along the way. He had to fight. He was taken captive. I heard about his crying and sighing, about his fears and terrors. I must tell you that our entire country talks about him. In almost all the homes, people are able to tell who he was. Everyone wants to know what happened to him in the end, and most of the time they are able to find out, too. But do you know what is especially interesting? Now many people suddenly have good thoughts about his way. When he was still here upon earth, they thought what he did was strange. It was quite brave to begin this journey, but now they are beginning to understand that he has arrived in heaven, and when they think of that, they become interested. Yet, they are not following him. Not? No, they think it is too dangerous. I shook my head. Do they not know how well it is with him now? He now lives by the fountain of life. He drinks from it. That is his life. He is without labor and sorrow. But, Mr. Sagacity, please continue. What else do the people say about him? What do they say? At times they tell very strange things. Some people are saying that he now walks around in white clothing, and that he has a golden necklace around his neck, and that he wears a golden crown on his head, a crown with pearls. Others say that there are men with him, men who shine like light, men who at times were with him during his journey already, and who are still with him now. They are his friends, and he is not afraid of them. It is as if they are his neighbors. Really? Yes, but I also heard something else about him, and I believe this is true, for the people who told it are honest. Are you willing to tell this? Certainly, Mr. Sagacity nodded. They say that he received a glorious place to live. He received it from the king of that place. It is a grand house at the court of that king. He eats and drinks with him every day. Yes, he even walks with him and speaks with him every day. Christian's King. We know, Mr. Sagacity continued, that the king is the judge of all people. But Christian does not need to be afraid of him. The king is kind to him. He even smiles at him. He also gives him much, even his loving favor. His favor? I asked, surprised. That is the greatest there is. For when you receive the king's favor, you receive his love. Then he loves Christian. Certainly, the man said. Some people believe his king will also come to our country once. They think this will happen very soon. Oh, really? Do you also know why he will be coming? Yes, I do. He will come because the neighbors treated Christian in a mean way. When he left the city of destruction, they mocked him very badly, and the king knows this too. He thinks it is terrible how they treated Christian. He loves Christian. Christian is very close to him now. The king cannot stand what happened. He said, "What they did to Christian, they did to me." I can understand this very well, for Christian went on a journey because he loved his king so much. That is why he dared to begin this journey. I looked at Mr. Sagacity, being glad. How nice to hear this from you. How happy that poor man is now, for he may rest from all his labors. That man shed many tears during his life, but now he may reap the fruits. Now he does not weep anymore, but rejoices before God's throne. His enemies cannot touch him anymore. All those mockers cannot reach him anymore. I am also glad that the people talk about this. Let everyone hear this. I hope that more people will leave the city of destruction. But, sir, I would like to ask you one more thing. You may. I notice that you know much about that city. Have you heard anything about his wife and children? I am so curious what those poor people are doing. Who? Christiana and her sons? Yes. Oh, I know that. They followed Christian's example. They also went on a journey. Really? Yes. At first, they were so foolish. No matter what Christian said, they did not want to go along. Even his tears did not change this. They stayed home. But later, they began to think about it. And then the wonder happened. They followed him. His wife and his children, you said? All of them? All of them. I can tell you the exact story, for I was there when it happened. Well, then, you must know it. Then it is certainly true. Certainly. Christiana and all four of her sons began their journey to the celestial city. And I will tell you how this all happened. We must travel together for quite a while anyway, so that will work well. Then Mr. Sagacity told the story which he knew, and which will be told in this book. Explanation. John Bunyan wrote that he met with Mr. Sagacity. This old wise man knew very much about Christian and Christiana. He walked along with John Bunyan for some time, and told him everything which he had seen and heard. Did John Bunyan really see this old wise man? Maybe. We do not know. Who is meant with this man? Bunyan meant someone who pays close attention to the things which are happening. Sensible people are wise people who notice many things. However, we do not know for sure whether this old man had a new heart. But he was a wise and respectful man. He was able to tell about Christian and Christiana's life very well. He talked about it respectfully, although that is not enough. We ourselves must go on a journey too. Mr. Sagacity knew where Christian was now, in the king's court. That court is heaven. And who is the king? The king is the Lord Jesus. This king will once come to the earth, just as the old man said. Everybody will see him then. You and I will also see him. Then the king will gather all his children to himself, just like a shepherd gathers his sheep. But he will punish his enemies eternally. At first, Christiana was an enemy of the Lord too. She had laughed at her husband when he went on his journey. But Christiana saw her sins in time. She did not want to stay in the city anymore. She also went on the journey. Of course, John Bunyan did not mean that you must leave the house in which you live in order to go on a journey. No, the journey is an example. It shows that we must be converted. Beg the Lord if he will give this.